The man born blind from birth is a story of physical healing that Jesus did in his day, but we as a church have viewed it on a deeper level from the very beginning. Yes, there is a miracle that takes place, but it is ultimately a story of sin and redemption. In Jesus' day, people born with deformities were assumed to have been born that way because of sin. Their physical disfigurement was an outward sign of their sin or the sin of their parents. It was seen as a punishment. We, of course, think that we act differently today. We don't look at a handicapped person and think that they are that way because they sinned. But sadly, we still treat them differently. We often look at them with pity instead of looking at them as equals. We look at them and say, gosh, that's so sad that they're that way. I'm lucky that I'm not like them. We all do this, and it's wrong. It's sinful because it degrades the person. The attitude makes them less than us. It doesn't make them equal. They have worth that goes beyond their physical handicap. In a similar way, we treat people who have sinned not as equals, but as different people, people who are less than us, particularly those folks who have sinned in some public way. We treat them with pity, not as equals. We don't think of them as brothers and sisters. We treat them as guilty criminals. Sure, we love to say that people are innocent until before proven guilty. Seriously, we know we don't do that. We are all judge and jury, and we think we know the real story and so pass judgment quickly. We do the opposite of what Jesus tells us to do, and we are very good at justifying it in our hearts. We treat them as less than us because it's easier than facing that we are all sinners. Our sins might not be public, but all of us know deep down in our real and secret heart that we have sins. We are all Pharisees who judge our neighbors and friends and condemn them while we are black inside and think that we are better than those pitiful people. We're really the blind ones. And here we are at Mass. Jesus is passing by. Jesus spits on the ground, an action that would normally mean disgust at someone, instead becomes a means of salvation. Jesus makes clay from his spit. He puts it in the eyes, tells us to go wash in the pool, or to remember our baptism. The question that we should ask ourselves is, are we blind? Because if we aren't blind, then we have no business being here at Mass. If we are not blind, we don't need a Savior. This church is only here for sinners. We have only one Savior, and it's none of us. Instead, we need to see that we are sinners. We are blind. We are blind to our own sin, but we are very good at seeing the sins of others, just like the Pharisees. The blind man today is healed because he is blind, but the Pharisees continue to be blind because they choose to see other people's sins. The Pharisees think that they are good and thank God that they are not like those other people. They are really the blind ones. And if we gossip and talk about other people's sins, we are just like them. Pharisees, we are blind. The good news is that we can admit our sins. We can acknowledge that we are blind and often can't see our sins because of our sin. Jesus is passing by right now during this Mass. Are we Pharisees or are we the blind man? One road leads to healing. One road keeps us blind. Hopefully, we can humble ourselves and admit that we are blinded by our own sin. Hopefully, we can build up the courage to go to confession and admit our sins. Hopefully, we can work up the courage to look at the beam in our own eye and not the speck in our neighbor's eye. If we can, we are on a path to being able to see again. We will begin to walk our life differently because we start to see the world as God has intended it, not as we wish it to be. When we are healed and begin to see the world differently, the world around us is going to be confused. The world won't like it because we have changed. They will say that we are the same person. They will accuse us of our sins just like the Pharisees did to the blind man. And they will, of course, be right, because we are sinners. But now we're different because we've been saved by Christ. We can see in the story that true healing is messy and sometimes disgusting. But if we can recognize that we are blinded by our sin and allow Christ to heal us, we can begin to see the world as it really is. We can begin to see us for who we really are, sinners in need of a Savior. We will begin to see our neighbors as they really are, sinners in need of the same Savior. If we can allow God to heal us, then we can truly say with the blind man today in the gospel, "I do believe, Lord," and then we can really start to worship him for who he is, our Savior.